Welcome to episode 108 of Teacher Tech Talk. I'm your host, Tom Varnum, the Digital Learning Specialist for the Tyngsborough Public Schools in Tyngsborough, Massachusetts. We're going to continue our journey through the academic disciplines in this episode and focus on the use of technology in the world language classroom. I think that of all the academic disciplines, world languages might be the most affected, both good and bad, by the use of technology. Video and audio apps and tools make it easier for students to experience the language and practice their skills. However, how do you encourage students to challenge themselves and develop their language skills when they all have Google Translate in their pockets? Let's talk to someone on the front lines of this struggle. My guest for this episode is Sarah Silva, a Spanish and Portuguese teacher at Tyngsborough High School. Welcome, Sarah.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your teaching experience?
Sure. So I've been teaching at Tyngsborough High for about 10 years and just started teaching Portuguese for the past 2 years. I've been teaching Spanish the rest of the time between 8th grade and seniors.
All right. So two of the reasons I wanted to ask you on the broadcast is because of what you've been doing with the technology in your classroom. So sort of in general, how has technology, including the new BYOD initiative that we started this year, changed the way world languages are taught?
It makes it much more of a smoother process. Before, we would have some cultural activities we wanted to do, but we had to wait for the lab to be available, and then it was difficult because we'd be halfway through something, had to stop to get into the lab. So now it's more seamless. If a kid has a question, we search for it right then and there. Instead of me doing most of the research, they can go out and look for stuff, especially culturally based things. That's when I've seen the biggest difference.
Okay. So I know that you have used both Flipgrid and Skype in your classroom. Can you tell us about what you've done with each?
Sure. I love using them in the classroom. So Flipgrid especially is great for the kids to practice speaking. And what's great about Flipgrid is I can have it so that they're just responding to me and only I can see their response. Or they can respond as a class and they can listen to each other, then they can respond to each other in the target language, which is great practice. Something else we've also done with Flipgrid this year was we've actually connected to a school in Spain. So yeah, the kids have been able to leave messages and now they're speaking in Spanish to students in Spain that are learning English. And we've also done some where we've spoken in English so that the other students can practice their English also.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How have the kids reacted to Flipgrid? I know that when I was in high school, the last thing I would have wanted to do is record myself on video. Not that that technology was really prevalent back then, but did they have any reservations about doing that? Anything like that?
Yeah, so some kids love Flipgrid, some kids don't love it as much. What they don't mind is that they can put a sticker on there, an emoji, so then they get happy about that part. And they might not like to record, but then they start listening to everyone else's response. So the whole reason why we started Flipgrid was to practice their speaking, but they are also getting a lot of input because they're listening to all the other students' responses, even though I don't tell them they have to.
Oh, that's good. Talk about how you've used Skype.
So Skype I've used to have guests kind of call into our classroom. I've used it two ways. One way is mystery Skype, and we don't know, well, the students don't know, I know where they're from, where our guest is from. So we ask questions and try to figure out where they're from, and then once we figure out where they are from, our mystery Skype guest usually gives us some cultural points or answers some questions about their region.
So I think I was in one of your classes last year with the woman from, was it Guatemala, maybe?
I think it was Brazil.
Brazil, maybe.
Yeah.
She had a nice little slideshow for the kids,
right,
showing the native foods and things like that.
Yeah.
So those are some great things that students are able to do and teachers are able to do with technology in the classroom. On the flip side, I don't think any other discipline, academic discipline, has as significant an issue about academic dishonesty, we'll call it that way, as far as world languages goes. How do you combat the Google Translate problem in teaching foreign language?
So we've implemented a pledge this year for Google Translate and then the other translating services out there. And we have the students in the beginning of class, the first year, the first few days, we give them a sentence that they can easily translate on their own. And then we figure out what it is, and then we stick it into Google Translate and see if we came up with the same thing, and we don't. So then students start to see that they are capable of creating with the language on their own, and that it is evident when Google Translate is used. Something else that we did, we also showed the funny videos of, I think it's Jimmy Fallon, where he has the Google Translated lyrics.
I haven't seen that. I can see what he would do with that, though.
Yeah, so they start to understand then that Google Translate is not the best tool. When you're in a pinch in the real world, sure, but when you're trying to show that you can speak a language and you can communicate, I'm not grading them on how well they can type into English and then copy and paste something. I showed them great thing about Google Docs. So any writing assignment they have, they need to do it on Google Docs, and I can go into their history, and I can see how quickly they went through that assignment, if things were copy and pasted, and things like that.
Using the technology against them.
Right.
It's very clever, very clever. So we've got some good, we've got some bad for the technology in the classroom, and this is in any discipline. I know in English, you know, the plagiarism thing comes up as well. Overall, How would you say has it been a good thing or a bad thing using this technology, especially now that our school has gone to a BYOD environment? Has it been a positive, negative, or is it kind of in the middle?
It's definitely been a positive. I see a lot more positive things happening with technology than otherwise. We're able to do quick little things like Quizlet or a poll that before would have been just too much of a hassle to do without the Bring Your Own Device initiative.
Great. What would you like to do more of with technology going forward in your classroom?
Something that I'm trying to figure out is virtual reality. So it would be awesome if we can actually have a field trip without leaving the classroom. And make it feel like it's a legit field trip. So if we can, like we're studying Sagrada Familia later on, if we can actually go in with a virtual reality headset and it seems like we're there, it definitely brings it to life.
I would think that would be especially interesting considering the unique architecture of that,
right,
of that building. Well, thank you for joining us today, and hopefully in the future, if you do get your virtual field trip, we can talk about that and maybe some other things that you've done in your classroom.
All right, thank you for having me.
That's all for this week's episode. I'd like to thank my guest, Sarah Silva, for joining us and sharing her experiences with using video in the classroom. If you want to leave us a voice message, you can do so from the Anchor app on your phone by clicking the message button. If you'd like to suggest a future topic or a future guest for Teacher Tech Talk, you can leave a voice message or send me an email. For my email address, check out the show notes page on my website. That's pages.tingsboropS.org/Varnum. Please join us next time when we will talk with Mrs. Kate Ramsey, an art teacher at Tingsboro High School, and we'll talk about how technology is used in the art classroom. I hope you can join us. Remember, don't be afraid to try something new in the classroom. Catch you next time.